The St. Louis Theatre Circle Award nominations are out this afternoon and, as usual, reflect the wide diversity of productions this past year in St. Louis Theatre. There are more than two dozen categories and scores of nominees. We can't cover them all, of course, in our time here, but we do have them all on our website at stopublicradio.org immediately following this broadcast. Joining me in studio to talk about some of the nominations and the state of theater in St. Louis today are Judy Newmark, the theater critic for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Jerry Kowarski is the co-host of Two on the Isle on HEC-TV. Thank you all so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
Thank you, Don.
It's great to be here.
It's an exciting time in the theater world in St. Louis, isn't it?
It is. We have a new arts lab, the ZAC, in the old Cadillac building. We have the still reasonably new Marcel Theater. The Grandel is going to reopen as a theater. The venue wars, I think, are over. I honestly think we're at a point now where we can say, okay, if you have an idea for a theater, there is some place that you're going to be able to do what you want to do.
And Jerry, there is plenty to do. I'm really struck in going over this list of nominees in various categories. Just how much is going on in this town?
On our show last year, we covered 166 plays and musicals and operas in the course of the year.
That's incredible.
Now, with this award, we focus on professional theater that is made in St. Louis. In other words, no tours. This is not the shows that you see and enjoy at the Peabody or at the Fox. That's not here. This is the Muni. This is the Rep. This is the Black Rep. This is Opera Theater and Stage of St. Louis and a host of smaller groups.
You know, I would think that some people might say, well, that's really not fair. You get these big productions, these big venues, if you will, and historic companies, and then you've got the very small ones that you've indicated, that the big boys are always going to win.
But the big boys don't.
But in fact, if we look at the number of companies with nominations, there are 27 of them. The one with the most, of course, is the Rep that has 24. But there are six others that have nominations in double figures: St. Louis Shakespeare, Max and Louis, Stage of St. Louis, the Stray Dog Theater, the Muni, and Shakespeare Festival St. Louis. So four of those I would call, or three of them I'd call small companies.
Sure.
And of course, it's also true that the Rep produces more than anyone else. They do 9 shows a year. So the odds are better.
So that's reflected.
Yeah.
Obviously. Who makes the choices? Who decides who is nominated?
Who's the theater circle?
Yeah.
We are all people who cover theater in St. Louis, some like Jerry on the air, like me in print, some bloggers. And I think we have 12 members. Is that right, Jerry?
Right. And the thing we all do is that we all see a lot, so we have a basis for comparison. The people who vote in our categories have to have seen at least 4 of the 5 entries in that category. So it really is a genuinely good comparison that we have.
How does St. Louis stack up with other comparable cities with regard to theater?
Well, Ken Page, the actor who has he's from St. Louis and he's moved back here, but he's had a big Broadway career in London and he's worked all over. He says that in other places, trying to do theater is like a chicken scratching on concrete for food. Mm. He thinks that the St. Louis gives good support to theater, especially in comparison to other mid-sized cities, and that there's just a great deal here. On any given weekend and most weeknights, you not only can go to the theater if you want to, you have a choice of which theater, what kind of play you want to see. So certainly it's a very active scene. Whether it's a, I would say it's a very professional scene too. See a lot of good work.
I see 160 plays a year and I like most of them.
And yeah, you can't do this job unless you like them, yeah. That's for sure. We also have had, I think just in the last 12 to 18 months, a real boom in avant-garde theater. Things that Trash Macbeth, and which was from ERA, Equally Represented Arts, and The Young Liars, who did a play called The Burrow, where you went underground and it felt like you were in an underground burrow. We're seeing some really exciting, unconventional productions.
And obviously they're supported well. There wouldn't be so many. It wouldn't be a growing community if it weren't for the support it's getting from the public. What about federal support, if I can put it that way, and money for the arts coming from government at any level? Is that happening? Is it threatened in today's environment? Do you have any sense of that, Jerry?
I only know what I read in the newspapers.
Well, you're Will Rogers. Thank you very much.
But we get great support from the Regional Arts Commission and the Missouri Arts Council.
I know that everyone is worried. Everyone is worried. I have been getting very tense notes from all over the country, from people who say, well, you know, we've gotten X percentage from the government, and we don't know if we have that anymore. And that's true. They don't know. There's going to be a fight about this in Congress, and there's going to be serious ramifications at the local level. I think that what most people who are looking ahead, if you've got a theater, you've got to plan a little bit ahead. Mm-hmm. You're not just planning your next show. You're planning, what am I going to do a year from now? What am I going to do 2 years from now? And they're all looking to other revenue sources. In other words, to corporate grants and that kind of thing.
Any sense of how much money does come from government and from out of the area to support theater here?
I would just be making a stab at it, Don. Yeah. I'm going to say that it is – nobody's getting 50% of their budget that way.
But they're getting some.
Enough
to have an impact if it suddenly stops.
Absolutely.
Okay, we've kept people in suspense long enough with regard to the nominations. Let's start talking about that. And again, I'll have to have this disclaimer that there are some. How many categories do we have?
33 in all.
33 categories.
And we're not planning to do them all.
We can't do them all, but it will be on our website and your website as well.
They'll be at stltoday.com, the Post-Dispatch website, as soon as this program goes off the air.
Okay. Well, let's give folks a sense of what's happening. What are you most excited about? We'll start with Judy Newmark. What are you most excited about?
Well, what am I most – I'm going to say that the fact that we have six troops that have never been nominated before receiving nominations. I love to see that because it speaks to a growing community. Jerry, you've got their names.
Right. It would be Equally Represented Arts, Young Liars, the company that Judy was talking about before, Act Inc., a company out in St. Charles, Tennessee Williams Festival that just began this year, Winter Opera St. Louis, and Variety Children's Theater all have nominations for the first time.
Well, I'm sure they're very excited.
And, well, they are now. They didn't know it until a moment ago.
Well, it doesn't take long to get excited.
Right.
And we
right.
have a first this year with one actor who is nominated in four of the six acting categories.
Wow. Who is that big?
That would be Will Bonfiglio, who was nominated in all the supporting actor categories and also for best actor in a comedy.
He's local? Is he a local
yeah,
product?
Yes.
Born and
guy.
Raised and that sort of thing?
I guess he is. Okay. And he, I think the last time one person had this many, it was Carrie Ely, and she had three, and it wasn't even us. It was the old Kevin Kline Awards.
And I saw him last night playing the violin in a show, so he's a very talented guy, multi-talented guy.
Well, he's about to be rewarded, apparently.
Well, he certainly is.
Hopefully with these nominations.
So
what about other categories, Judy?
Well, shall we go ahead into this?
Yeah,
I
was absolutely. Going to, That's here, what we're here for.
Okay. I love comedy. I think that we all need it a lot lately. And here are our nominees for Best Production. I'm sorry, we don't say best. We say outstanding. For Outstanding Production of a Comedy. And they are As You Like It, Slightly Askew Theater Ensemble, Buyer and Seller, Stray Dog Theater, and that was a one-man show, and that's the one Will is nominated for. The Dispute, A Spectacle for Lovers and Fighters, The Young Liars, The Heir Apparent, St. Louis Shakespeare, and A Midsummer Night's Dream, Shakespeare Festival, St. Louis.
All righty. That's in the category, once again, that we've just heard.
Outstanding Production of a Comedy.
Outstanding Production of a Comedy. Okay, well, more excitement for those whose names were just read. Go ahead, Jerry, what's the next one?
It would be Outstanding Production in a Drama, and those nominees would be American Buffalo by St. Louis Actors Studio, Disgraced at the Rep, The Glass Menagerie by Upstream Theater, Old Wicked Songs at New Jewish Theater, and Trash Macbeth by Equally Represented Arts.
All right.
And, of course, in St. Louis, we love nothing more than musicals. And I give the Muni full credit for this. Everybody does. Michael Hamilton, who heads the troupe, the Stage of St. Louis troupe, he's the artistic director, has said he grew up going to the Muni. That's why we have stages. And everybody would agree that it has had a big influence on our audiences. So our nominees for Outstanding Production of a Musical are 42nd Street, the Muni, The Drowsy Chaperone at Stage of St. Louis, Follies at the Rep, Giorama also at the Rep, and Grey Gardens at Max and Louis Productions.
To give you an idea of how competitive that category is, Don, our colleague and president, Mark Bretz, did a year-end review at the end of last year of his top 12 productions. Mm-hmm. The five productions that Judy just read are in Mark's top six.
Oh.
It was a very good year for musicals. We often have good years for musicals in St. Louis.
Not to digress, but it's interesting to note that also nominated for an Academy Award is La La Land, which is a musical, which they're not doing many musicals. I wonder how that's going to influence what's happening.
I hope it leads to a huge renaissance of movie musicals. I hope it leads to another great dance team. We haven't had a good one like that since Fred and Ginger.
Well, that's going – Judy, you're going back.
I am.
How about Marge and Gower Champion? We'll have to throw them – they weren't bad.
They weren't, but they – tell me their movies.
Showboat is the only one I can think of.
That's right. Yeah. They were a Broadway team.
Yeah, they were good. All right. Can we have a little time here. Is there any others you'd care to highlight for us?
Well, we have a new category, opera.
Oh, I wanted to bring that up. Yes, of course.
Jerry loves opera.
Yeah,
he'll explain a little more about it.
Right. We decided to separate out operas from musicals this year in the best production category because some of our members don't cover opera for their publications, and so they were being disenfranchised in those categories, and we thought it would be best to treat opera separately. So we now have two categories for opera, Best Operatic Achievement and Best Operatic Production, and that's exactly the same thing the Olivier Awards does in London. But for Best Operatic Production, the nominees are Ariadne off Naxos by Opera Theater, Doubt by Union Avenue Opera, Macbeth by Opera Theater of St. Louis, The Merry Widow by Winter Opera St. Louis, and Shalimar the Clown by Opera Theater of St. Louis. So each of the three major companies is represented in that category.
And it's a great category. It's great to see how popular these are. I mean, opera in the Midwest is not something that I think typically crosses people's mind, but here it is, and it's thriving.
And as far as I know, we, the theater circle, are the only organization that gives any sort of recognition, honor, award, whatever you want to call it, to St. Louis Opera.
We've got a lot of very, very excellent homegrown talent,
yes,
too, for all of that.
And Brian Miller from the Post-Dispatch has joined us to help us vote in the operatic categories.
From one of those papers. I don't cover opera. My colleague Brian does. So.
Less than a minute left. Very, very quickly, with regard to some of these theater productions, are there any original plays that are
we have a whole category for them. In the category of new plays, we allow anything. It might be a drama, it might be a musical, it might be a comedy. Jerry, do you have that in front of you?
I do. We have nominated in the Outstanding New Play, Remember Me by Nancy Bell from St. Louis Shakespeare, Giorama by Wes Tyler, Matt Schatz, and Jack Herrick at the Rep, Until the Flood by Dale Orlander Smith at the Rep, Molly's Hammer by Tammy Ryan at the Rep, and Suspended by Maya Arad Yasur by Upstream Theater.
Okay, I'm glad we got that category in. We're going to have to leave it there and remind folks that the actual awards ceremony is going to be taking place March 20 at 7 o'clock at the Chaminade Center for the Arts building on Lindbergh, right? Thank you so much, Judy Newmark and Jerry Kowarski, for being with us and at least getting us started on the nominations. Great to see you. Congratulations.
You can pick it up online at stltoday.com.
We'll have the link there. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis On the Air is funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council Estate Agency. St. Louis On the Air, a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thanks for listening. I'm Don Marsh.